TUC Radio, Time of Useful Consciousness. Witness to the melting of the Greenland ice.
Greenland is a big island, and 85% of it is covered by ice. But this ice is melting now, very fast. I'm afraid if we don't do nothing right now, that the melting ice will be a problem for the rest of the world. The world, people in the world, must gather together about this problem and find a solution for that. Mankind must do something to save the world. It's not a question about the ice, it's a question about life on Earth. If this ice melt, I'm afraid of that it will be the end of the mankind. I will like to say to you people that gather together, let's continuously speak to the world about the problems. Me alone, only Inuit, cannot reach the rest of people in the world. The only way we could open the industrial countries of people is if we continuously talk together about the problem they have met.
That is Ithluk, an Inuit elder from Disco Island, Greenland. When I first heard his voice in 2007, I wished I could move radio stations to play this recording every day to show that voices like his can reach us and inspire us to recognize our common future. But even though there's enough water bound up in the melting Greenland ice sheet to raise sea levels by 21 feet and drown the cities of London and New York, this program had very limited distribution. That's why I decided to play his appeal again. In 2008, 1 year after he was recorded, Greenland had the greatest ice losses ever, 3 times the amount that Ithluk had observed. Jason Box from Ohio State's Byrd Polar Research Center said after the 2008 numbers were compiled, quote, "We now know that the climate doesn't have to warm anymore for Greenland to continue losing ice. It has probably passed the point where it could maintain the mass of ice that we remember." That loss of ice translates into global sea level rises of potentially up to 6 feet within the next 90 years. Ithluk was recorded in July 2007 in the Valley of the Ancients on Greenland. For 2 weeks, a small group of 5 constructed the ceremonial fire pit for the upcoming circumpolar meeting of Inuits from Canada, Greenland, Siberia, and Alaska. Here's my introduction to the original broadcast. The Inuit elders who had chosen the ceremonial site were joined by 2 North Americans and 1 Canadian. They pitched their tents on the tundra below towering rock mountains and the glacier behind. In the distance, a river, swollen by the accelerating melt, discharged mud and boulders into the ocean. This is the sound of that river that once was a quiet stream. Lakes of meltwater are forming on the top of the ice cap, and that water has found its way to the bottom, causing the glaciers to slide faster and swelling the rivers. After 5 days, the group got weathered in for 24 hours in fierce cold and driving rain. Cienfuegos, the North American, invited Ithluk to tell her about Greenland and how the Inuit are experiencing the change of the climate. Here's Ithluk, recorded in a tent during a rainstorm.
I'm Greenlander, born here in Greenland. I'm born in on Disko Island. My parents are Greenlanders. Today we call us for Kalaallit, and our land is Kalaallit Nunaat. We came to Greenland for about 4,000 years ago. Inuit people lived by hunting. They hunt seals, whales, and birds, and a little bit of fishing sometimes. But their main meal was seal meat. Then whalers from Europe and other countries, America, began to come to our country about 15th century, middle of 15th century. Then the missionaries from Denmark come to Greenland, the beginning of 1700s, 1721 exactly, teach them to be Christian people. We became a colony of Denmark. We lost our freedom, and being under the Danish colony until 1953. But then the movement started. The young people in Greenland, educated people, didn't want to lose their identity, Inuit identity, so they started moving. The Greenlandic political parties started, and we worked hard, and in 1979 we got our own home rules. Tell the Danish people we are another people, not Danish. We are Greenlanders. We have lived here so many years, and we want to have our own land because it is our land. The Danish people are visitors. They are welcome to be here. And here, something is happening now. Gives us fairness about our future. This is the heating of the climate. People who live by hunting are afraid of about what they're gonna do when in 25 years when the seals and whales will be gone because of the heating of the sea. I can tell you that 15 years ago, people who live by hunting could take their sled dogs and go to the sea in the winter time, 8 months of a year, and hunt their seal there. But now, only during 15 years, there are no more ice, so hunters have to sail in boats, small boats, to hunt. And ice is melting faster and faster. And I have been here before in this area. I've seen the river. But now the river is throwing out 10-20% more than I saw it 15 years ago. There's a lot of power that's moving out to the sea. Mud and gravels are moving out to our coast. There's a lot of water, a lot of power. We just saw one river here, but believe me, there's thousands of them doing the same on the coast. And there's big, big melted snow and ice on the middle of ice cap. It was moving down and was make the ice cap move faster and faster toward the coast. It's amazing to see it, but scary to know what result would be if we not stop it, stop the melting. It's very hard to tell about it. Man should see it to understand. I know that I cannot reach you by talking about it. But it is important to talk about it and to understand it. Believe me, that the heating of the climate, air, make the people in my country afraid. They don't know what to do. Changing happened so fast that we are not prepared. The temperature used to be around 30 minus centigrade from January to the end of March. But nowadays, the temperature is never below 10. So what's going to happen? I don't know. People in the world must gather together about this problem and find a solution for that. When we were young, we believed that there would be ice all the time, but now it's melting very, very fast. We see big rivers of melting ice going towards to the sea, and it's getting bigger and bigger for every year. And ice is moving back to land, and getting thinner now. Greenland is a big island. Greenland is a 2 million square kilometer big island, and 85% of it is covered by ice. But this ice is melting now, very fast. I'm afraid of the, if we don't do nothing right now, that the melting ice will be a problem for the rest of the world. We were on the ice cap 2 days ago, and at the midnight, sun was shining, beautiful day, but the melting ice is a problem, a big problem. I'm thinking of it all the time. I'm scared. I'm afraid of the future. What it's going to bring to my people, what the result will be. So I'm a sad man now because I don't know what my grandchildren they will leave here in my country. I don't know what to do. Well, I'm sorry, I don't know the answer. I can't. Mankind must do something to say the world. It's not a question about the ice, it's a question about life on Earth. If this ice melt, I'm afraid of that it will be the end of the mankind. I will like to say to you people that gather together and let's continuously speak to the world about the problems. Me alone, only Inuit, cannot reach the rest of the world, people in the world. The only way we could open the industrial countries people is if we continuously talk together about the problem they have met. That has a result in this big problem we are living in now. Don't stop talking about this problem. I cannot find a word. I cannot find a word. I'm feeling very empty inside now. I feel very alone about this problem. Only if we stay together, I think, we will survive. The reason why I'm staying here is we are five people here who have been working together to make a fireplace. And the idea is that people in North, Inuit people from Canada, Greenland, Alaska, Siberia, and Indians from North America, we gather together here in this place. And for a few days to talk about their problems and try to make a unity about how they could work together to find a solution for the Arctic problems. We are brothers and sisters. We are children of this earth. And we don't know a life without water. Water that we could sail in the summertime, and we could, when it's frozen in the winter time, we go hunting by using our ducks with Dutch stitching. And we don't know when water exists no more, how to live. I I will tell you that in a winter time, in my part of world where I'm living, it's dark all the time. We have no sun. In some part of Greenland, in northern part, 4 months they don't see the sun. It's dark all the time. It's cold. The summer is very short. Up north, the summer is only maximum 3 months. Sun is shining all the time. That's the time people go hunting so they could have food for the rest of the year, because they cannot go hunting when it's dark. So you can see, if a man exists by hunting and leave of the animal that lives in the sea, whales and seals, fish, all his life is depending on water. Water of the melting snow, which come up and fall down as rain and froze again in the winter time, so he can continue his hunting. That's the life of the Inuit. Life, the only life they know. And if rain stops and there are no more ice to be melted, our life will be ended. We will not anymore exist as Inuit in our country. We will move to other countries we don't know what about. Greenland is covered by ice. That is more than 3 kilometers thick, and the thickest place. If all this ice melted, the sea level will move up to 7 meters. In this this level we know today, and will result that many islands will sink. And low land will be covered by sea. I believe you live in a very low place. So I'm afraid of if all the ice in Greenland melted, your land will be under water now, underwater. I've been thinking about, and I'm scared of our future, what it will be if we just watch and nothing do about to find the solution of to stop the melting of the ice. So join us and help us, and then find the right solution. And how to talk to the people of the world together, so we still could exist at next 1,000 years.
That was Ithluk, an Inuit elder from Greenland. He spoke to Cienfuegos in July 2007. They had been working on a ceremonial fire pit in preparation of the 2008 Circumpolar meeting of Inuits. A sudden rainstorm had forced them to find shelter in their tents on the tundra in the Valley of the Ancients. This program from the TUC Radio Archives is a reminder. Only 2 weeks before I'm recording this, the fears and concerns of Ithluk were sadly reinforced. In mid-August 2015, the largest section of ice so far broke off the front of the Jacobshaven Glacier in Greenland. According to the European Space Agency, the new iceberg is so huge that its total ice could cover the whole of Manhattan Island by a layer of ice almost 1,000 feet thick. Eric Vigneault is a glaciologist at the University of California, Irvine, and NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab. He told reporters, "We've never seen anything like this on that scale before. What's happening on Jacobshaven is extremely important and relevant to other pieces of Greenland. We are seeing a continual retreat of this ice front." End quote. Greenland is the world's second largest ice body, and melting of its ice sheet contributes about 40% of current sea level rise. According to a new study published in August 2015 in the Journal of Glaciology, in the first part of the 21st century, glaciers are melting faster than at any point in the last 165 years, and possibly any point in recorded history. You can hear this program again for free on TUC Radio's website, www.tucradio.org. Look at the newest programs or the podcast page. While you're there, you can subscribe to weekly free podcasts. Downloads are free, and we appreciate any size donation to keep TUC Radio on the air. Our email address is tuc@tucradio.org. TUC Radio takes its name from an aeronautical term. Time of useful consciousness is the time between the beginning of oxygen deficiency and the loss of consciousness, the brief moment in which a pilot may save the plane. My name is Maria Gelarden. Thank you for listening.